This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live in Tampa, Florida, across America on many of America's great radio stations, and we thank them very much for carrying our program. And special thanks goes to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all around the world, plus our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, and 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America, and to all the people who are working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, and all those nighttime mechanics and construction workers, too. Thank you for what you do, keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website for more information and a lot of free stuff that's there, too. Go over there, check it out, you'll see what I mean. Okay. It's time, 7 minutes past the hour, for Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Hello, kiddo.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning to y'all. I'm going to rush through this. First of all, it's a brief showers of blessing night. I think I mentioned it very quickly last night. If I was able to do it, oh, I wouldn't stop doing this for anything. And I want to say something I have never said on this, and I'm going to put it on. Then I'm going to name a few names, but I won't get half the names I usually get. So next week, you're going to get a double nighter. You're due that. Now, I want to say something. I mentioned it last night, and I didn't even know this was going to happen. Sometimes when I'm in prayer, and all I am is the prayer intercessor, I'm not God, I'm not an angel, I'm nothing. I'm just a prayer intercessor. But we can bring the angels of God into us when we pray. Now, when I was in prayer for this one, there were negative forces that came against what's within me, because it ain't me, very strongly. Well, how stupid of that. So, anyone that did, I'm going to tell you, if you don't know now, you're going to be sorry. You don't ever want to do that, because the angels of God doubled up and came through. And so, everybody tonight, without my even having known it, I'm going to swear to you, you're going to get a double blessing. If you're of God, you know, I'm not saying everybody, but those that will receive it, those that deserve it, you will get double blessing because of what the negative forces tried to do. So, there you go, devil. There you go. Shouldn't have done it. You don't mess with the angels. So I'll just send the angels of God and God through to you. And I do want to name a few names. I won't get through too many, but every one of you that have stuck with the team, stuck with the captain, and this goes for the captain too, for holding such a great show and always, always saying God bless America. This is for you, Captain, and all of you. First of all, to Maria, longest on the show. Don't know if everybody's online. It doesn't matter. If I name you, that's...
They're all there, believe me.
I figured they were. And so, Maria, and also, God bless you, darling, and also Major Mac, thousands in Germany, Sam the paper man, and his lovely wife. Haven't heard from you in a while. Hope everything's okay, Sam. I think they've been married almost 30 years, and that's something in this day and age. So to you and your wife, to Flip, everybody's friend. Flip, I hope you're dancing again soon. We're both going to dance together on the show again soon. David in Indiana, in or out of his ego. All you truckers, you're so important. That's why when you do those songs, I'm a dancing to those too. You know, I'm kind of like Flip will dance to anything. But anyway, and there's some truckers I have to name because they're special. You know, we've known each other a long time. Some of you I've talked to, some I have not. Catwoman, Road Dog, to Ed and your friend and your family, Ed, to Mark the trucker, and all of you. Is it Creek Carriers, Captain? Is that
yes.
The name of that? Okay. Oh, I want to bless you all. And let me see. Okay. To our local suicide jockey, Thomas, to trucker Eric, to all of you, trucking around all, in all this bad weather, and we're still praying also. By the way, I have to put this out. I see, this is so unrehearsed. I'm feeling that there are many, many, many people in trucks. Be very cautious in the weather, okay? I don't know why I'm saying that. Just be very cautious.
Well, there's another storm breaking up.
Okay, I didn't know that. So, you know, God, I always go by what I feel when I'm in prayer, and I'm in prayer even as I'm speaking with you also. I don't, we're just going to go with that. May God put extra protection over every one of you drivers. Every one of you, okay? I'm saying this in the name of our God. All right, Richard, our Marine friend in Oregon, and to his family, Al and your son in Nebraska, to Steve in Thailand. Hey, Steve, you may not be driving, but God bless you. You know he's there. Okay, to Sue, our retired 911 operator, to Sony in Wisconsin, Backgammon Bob. And by the way, Bob, thank you for that nice remark. And to all of you that are so kind, I just, you literally, you win my heart over is all I can say. Captain's got the best team ever. I tell him that all the time. He already knows that. You know, but it's okay. You guys are like family to me. And I mean that seriously. I just lost the rest of my family recently, so you are like family to me. To Dan, a professional man in Indiana, who should have gotten with the captain when you were down here. Dan, get with the captain when you're down here. Okay, and then to Jeff in Sarasota, to all of you in the Sarasota-Bradenton area, and by the way, I'm so, I didn't know about what the captain just announced. That's going to be great for you all.
Starts next week.
Yeah, that was a great thing to hear while I was in prayer. I think I heard that you were going to be down there next week.
Yep.
Well, God bless you, and may I put blessings over that right now before it even begins. So we're going to put blessings over that. And Terry, our overnight worker in Nashville. Tim, recuperating. I heard you're recuperating some. He was our former TSA worker. And Tim had something even I didn't know how, you know, very serious illness. Tim, still praying for you. By the way, my prayer basket is full. So, okay, my time is almost up. To all in Valdosta, Georgia, to all in Jasper, and may I say to everybody that's part of this team, we stick together, and I will say this right now. I wasn't going to say it. I can now, because devil, you come after God's people, and devil, you come after me when I'm praying. It won't work, because I call on the name of my Lord God. And I will tell you, the angels are there tonight, people. And you've never heard me say this so powerful. The angels of God are there for you. So remember, and take the blessings from God and the angels, because all I'm doing is sending them to you. God bless you all. God bless this nation I love. Captain, God bless you always with your show, and I'll get to you all tomorrow night. Thank you.
All right. Miss Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, we're coming right back, and we'll open the phone lines back up again. Captain, give them the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, and that's time right now, the opening time here, where we are going to take some calls from our callers. This portion of the program is brought to you by the USCCA, the United States Concealed Carry Association, where you can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, click on the USCCA logo link that's right there, and oh, by the way, let's not forget that when you do, you have the opportunity to win a free gun a day giveaway there, number one. And number two, let's not also forget the fact that if you become a member of the USCCA, you can get $474 worth of free stuff. So check it out and let me know what you think. And good morning, Sondi. Appreciate your great comments there. Okay, to the phone lines we go. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Covington again, Captain. I love your program. The other night you were talking, Monday morning rather, you were talking to Chris Markowski on the subject of interest rates. What happened Monday, we had a inversion in the bond market. We got the, 3-year at 2.46% and, the, 10-year at, 2.37. That's an inversion, and that's a flattening of the yield curve, and that does not bode well for the economy. Plus, I'd just like to get his take on that when you talk to him this morning, okay?
Well, I'll ask him because I was going to, there's a story that's out there that says the Fed strategy and the trade tariffs are speaking uncertainty, but that doesn't necessarily mean disaster is imminent because we got a lot of mixed signs going on, Covington. Like, for example, right now, Trump administration is seeking to end the government control of mortgage companies to allow some more competition out there to reduce the mortgage rate. So that's not a bad idea.
No, not at all. Not at all. And the The other thing that he's doing, he's revamping, you know, Obamacare. That just needs to be eliminated altogether.
Yeah, and there's a court case right now that is probably going to get kicked up on a fast track to the Supreme Court, and it actually originally started down here in Florida. So we'll see how that all works out. And again, thanks for your call, and keep on listening, my friend.
Thank you, Captain. Appreciate it.
All right. And, the economy is important for a lot of reasons, but, you know, no country's any greater or worse than their economic situation. And by the way, I don't really feel sorry for her, but I kind of feel a little bit sorry for Theresa May in Great Britain because she has announced that once this Brexit deal gets done and it's out of the way, that she's going to resign, that she's going to resign as the prime minister. Now, they don't really have anybody else to replace her right now. She's offered to quit if the Brexit deal does not go through the way it's supposed to. And I don't know. I guess we'll see. Everything seems to have its limits here. But, boy, what a mess that's been. What a mess that's been in Great Britain for all the people that are there. Now, I do have another little clip lined up here. Let me go over here. I mentioned this in the last hour, and some people said, you said, what about Jussie Smollett? He's going to sue the Chicago PD. How can he do that? Well, I want you to listen to the attorney who was talking on, let's see here. I want you to listen to the interview that was done yesterday on CNN between John Berman and Joey Jackson talking about this case in general. And I'm surprised that this Joey Jackson was allowed to say some of the things he did. I'm surprised they didn't cut the interview short. Listen to this conversation. You're gonna love this one.
And that'll be a federal issue, so he's not completely out of the legal woods yet. Smollett's attorney claims his celebrity had nothing to do with this.
That's ridiculous, right? So let's just call it for what it is. What I would have had a lot of respect for is if the county attorney came out and said what I said to you. Listen, we believe that he's responsible for what occurred here. We also believe that reasonable minds should prevail. He is a young African-American man who's done significant things for his community. He has a bright future ahead of himself. We believe he is rehabilitated. We believe he's a good person. And as a result of that, we're not moving forward. It happens every day and twice on Sunday. This is such a case. He's not a violent guy. And that's how we're resolving it. Instead, you don't alert the superintendent. You don't alert the mayor. The mayor comes out, says it's ridiculous. We want a federal investigation. Superintendent says, hey, he did it. We only showed a sliver of information to the grand jury. Transparency, right? Remember that word, John? Where has it gone? Just be honest. We want an alternate disposition. We think it's time to heal this city. And as a result, we're moving forward. That didn't happen, and that's a shame.
And there are two things also that happened here. Number one, did blindside the police and law enforcement. And number two, and I don't know whether prosecutors saw this coming or not, but to have Jussie Smollett come out after and still maintain his innocence.
Yeah, I mean, look, let's call for what it is. That's ridiculous, right? And so the point is that you heard. We just heard the interview of the person who made the decision to drop it. We believe he did it. Yes, he did. We believe in the investigation that was done. We believe in the grand jury finding, but we also believe that he's not violent, that he's a guy who can go out and do great things, and we're going to allow him to do that. Just say that, and we're all good with it. Not cause this mass confusion of what happened, who called who. Look, celebrity matters in this country.
Boy, does it. And when you got a friend called Michelle Obama, who is the friend of the has a chief of staff who is a friend of the state's attorney, who can make a call and send a couple text messages and say, listen, I appreciate if you'd really try to help this young man out. He's not all that bad, blah, 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 blah. And then she turns around and does. And then, by the way, the standard rule of thumb, and I can't wait till Frank Silvato comes on Friday's show, because I'm going to tell you right now, he's going to rip this apart. Because we know, he knows in particular, because he was there for a number of years involved in politics, also a member of the fire department there, but he knows for a number of years what was done in Chicago. Money would change hands quietly behind the scenes. It would go from charity to charity, or it would go from political action campaign committees to other political action campaigns and or committees. And it was done in such a way that, yeah, you could see the money changed hands, but it was just being done by some group to another group. Yeah, sure it was. Yep, right. And Richard Daley, right now, he'd be standing up cheering because he knows that somebody made a bunch of money on this deal, whether it was the judge, the state's attorney, or who it was. And the other thing is, the state's attorney has ambitions to moving along and furthering her political career. Think about that for a minute. 877-969-8600 if you want to opine. 877-969-8600. Now, one of the things that we do here on a program, and we don't, oh boy, here we go. All right, I can't let this one go by. Here is Joe Scarborough again making a fool out of himself with Mika and Mike Barnicle on his program. Listen to this.
We understand Robert Mueller has said there was no collusion with the Russian government, whatever that means, because, of course, you had William Barr tighten it up as much as he could to talk about the Russian government. We don't know what's going to end up being in the Mueller report. But, Mika, I have a question for you, and if you could put the David Rothkopf tweet up again. And, again, I'm not – this is not about – just a poor country lawyer.
Here we go.
So I'm not talking the legal side of this. I'm saying, be that as it may, even if we end up reading the report and finding out that this wasn't even a close call on conspiracy, I'm wondering, Mika, what voters in Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Ohio and Florida are going to want a president who publicly welcomed the support of an enemy, one with whom he had hidden financial ties, and then that enemy worked to help him get elected during the 2006 campaign. And then Donald Trump rewarded our enemy with the defense of their attacks on our democracy by saying that he trusted an ex-KGB agent more than he trusted the FBI director or his Homeland Security secretary. And then he rewarded them with policy benefits no American president had ever offered before. Now, I'm not...
All right, I got to stop it there because everything he said is contingent to what the report says. As a matter of fact, it's the opposite of what the report says. He's trying to make you think that what he's saying is in that report. And we're not hearing that. And we don't know because the report in its entirety, unless its redactions, has not been released. We don't know. So he is speculating. Speculating. That's his opinion. And I ask you this, folks. Has Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski been accurate one time in their assumptions about the Russian collusion? The answer is an obvious no. An entire network needs to fold up and go away or be absolved. And Comcast, who owns MSNBC and NBC, you should be ashamed of yourselves. I mean, you're putting out garbage on the air. No wonder. People are moving in droves to other providers. I'll just let it lay there. I'll be right back with our first military and veterans news segment. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the United States tonight. I'll see y'all in a couple of minutes.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Illinois Cook County State Attorney Kim Fox defended the decision by her staff to drop charges against Empire actor Jesse Smollett that he staged a racist anti-gay attack. The move left Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel stunned.
It doesn't add up. As I said yesterday, nothing here adds up. They found out it was a hoax, which they stood by yesterday, the state's attorney's office.
Fox told CNN affiliate WLS she believed her office could have proven Smollett guilty, yet the charges were still dropped. James Alex Fields Jr. of Ohio pleaded guilty to federal hate crime charges stemming from the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville in 2017. He was convicted on state murder charges in the deadly car attack at the white nationalist rally in Virginia. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment. Brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, I got an idea for you to help jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. It's called the National Aviation Academy. And all you got to do is pay attention to this little here announcement. And then I'll tell you more about it when I come back right after this announcement.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you know, guys and gals, if you're out there, and many of you are, and you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere, you got no chance for the future, a pay raise, or a promotion, well, the idea I've got for you is simple. Three words, National Aviation Academy. All you got to do is look up in the sky, see those silver birds flying across. Guess what? Those birds are being kept in the air by a certified FAA aviation maintenance tech, and there's all sorts of them that make up an aircraft maintenance crew. Now, you can check out the National Aviation Academy. They've got two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts. That's a suburb of Boston. The other one's in Clearwater, Florida, because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, believe me when I tell you, and I don't get excited about a lot of things when it comes to finding a new career, people that want to change things in midstream. Or maybe you're just getting out of the military. You got skills, don't know where or how to use them. Talked to somebody the other day that was a shade tree mechanic. Says, you suppose my skills would be good enough for this? I said, well, if you're willing to learn, sure. So, again, check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open up the door wide open for you. Believe me when I tell you. Well, yesterday, and I don't usually get emotional about these things, but there was an award at the White House given out, Congressional Medal of Honor, posthumously, to a staff sergeant who had actually done one tour and got out of the military and then decided to go back in. Now, his name was Staff Sergeant Travis Atkins, and he will be remembered forever because of the sacrifice that he made. Now, at the age of 31, residing in Bozeman, Montana, he was over across the pond serving America. He was in Iraq, and he died in June of 2007 while trying to subdue a suspected Iraqi insurgent in a town near Baghdad after realizing a man was trying to detonate a suicide vest. He had a squad of 15 men right there around him. And after realizing a man was trying to do that, Atkins wrapped his body around the man and threw him to the ground, away from three of his soldiers that were right there on top of the scene. And Atkins, who was on his second tour of duty in Iraq, was leading this 15-soldier squad after he'd become bored, as he put it, with civilian life, was killed instantly. Never knew what hit him. And it was a very somber White House ceremony yesterday, where Trump said that Atkins had called his son days before that fateful June day to wish the boy a happy 11th birthday, never knowing that it'd be the last time they'd speak. And the son received the award for the father, and then the parents were there too. And he added that Oliver, the son, had always known that his father sacrificed himself for his country. I'll tell you what, I don't think there was a dry eye in the building, because it was such a moment. And these are the people that get it. You don't need to explain anything to them. They understand what America's all about. They understand because they are Americans. They give of themselves. They volunteer to go into the service. Hell, he came back after attaining the rank of sergeant 4 years, and he got bored because he didn't really know, you know, what to do or how to do it. He went back in the military, and it cost him his life. But I will tell you this. This is what America is all about. Thank God for the staff sergeant. And last year, the U.S. Army's leaders hunkered down and examined all of its big programs to make decisions about when to pare back legacy weapons and make way for new and modern big-ticket items that would fit more squarely with the service's focus on lethality. That's going on right now as we take a look at the Pentagon budget and things that are being added and subtracted, if you will. And the Sergeant Major of the Army and several enlisted models have been showcasing recently the new Army Greens uniform at public events over the past year. But the officer version of the uniform has been kept at a much lower profile. As a matter of fact, I don't even remember seeing it, but I guess it's out there, so I'm going to go Google it here in a little bit, maybe on the next break, and see what it looks like. So the Army's getting new uniforms. The Navy's got the new fatigues they've got. and things are looking up. And the Pentagon and their budget, as the U.S. administration celebrated the capture of the last ISIS-held territory in Syria this weekend, the Special Representative for Syria Engagement and Special Envoy for the U.S.-led anti-ISIS coalition, James Jeffrey, added his voice to the list of officials who walked back expectations of a complete withdrawal of the country. And the Pentagon is now sustaining a budget for arming the local anti-ISIS forces amidst the pending U.S. pullout that's going to be there. But we're not going out altogether. At least that's what another person, James Jeffrey, the special representative for Syria, seems to think. And again, we'll keep our eyes on that. Now, a raid coupled with U.S. airstrikes targeted Taliban fighters ended up with 5 civilian deaths, including 1 child. One day after the United Nations report found an earlier coalition strike may have killed more than a dozen civilians. You know, I'm going to say it again, and I've said it before. ISIS, the Taliban, and Al-Qaeda travel with their families. They do it on purpose when they're moving from one area to another. They do it on purpose. They use them as human shields. And when you go after one, you're going to wind up with the other. But is there anybody out there in this audience that thinks a member of the Taliban and their family are not one and the same? Or ISIS? Or Al-Qaeda? That they're not all in that same mindset? Because they are. They are. And nobody's saying that this is done intentionally. It's not. But when you have a target of opportunity, you take the target out. And things happen. Sorry, that's the way it is. By the way, the Islamic State group claimed responsibility for an attack on a checkpoint of U.S.-backed forces in the northern Syrian town of Manbij during an attack that killed 7 fighters this week. And that's not a good thing. That means, guess what? They're still around, right? ISIS is still around. In that same city where they supposedly... the caliphate's gone, and they've given up, and they're gone, and this, that, and the other. Yep, sure they are. Wow. Unbelievable. And by the way, the U.S. Army's future long-range missile will first focus on defeating maritime targets from land once a baseline version is established. And then, after they get done realizing that the Army can go after maritime targets, then they'll start looking at other things. Now, they did have a test, if you will, of the system to bring down an ICBM missile the other day. I believe that was the Air Force, though. And the Air Force certainly did a remarkable job. They hit their target first time around. Bullseye. Way to go, guys and gals. All right, well, we're coming back with our Truckers Highway and Bible Report. We'll see if anything has changed around the country in the last hour. Sometimes it does. And then Denise Simon comes in at the top of the hour. So don't forget. And by the way, good morning, Joe, up there in Cincinnati. Glad to hear from you this morning. Have yourself a great day. And I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264, 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
All right, thanks very much, Mark. And by the way, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Four words, you serve, you save. And let's get her started right now.
Big wheels rolling. Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever.
'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind.
All right, that's Merle Haggard and the theme song from the old trucker show called Moving On with Will and Sonny. That was James, Claude Atkins was the star in that, and Frank Converse. And they were a couple of independent truckers that just went all across the country living like a gypsy, and that's what they did, absolutely positively. And let me just remind you, starting up, right now, that once again, we have got weather out west, which is going to definitely involve the Central Plains again, because Pacific moisture has shifted inland and is combined with the Arctic air to produce heavy snow in the northern Rockies all day today into tonight and tomorrow. Heavy snow will spread across the central Rockies and plains on Friday. Additional rains in the central U.S. may cause flash flooding. This Pacific system will also bring gusty winds and increased fire weather threats and severe weather potential in the southern plains. Now, let me just remind you that snow that's out in California has been snowing since Sunday night, in the Sierra Nevadas. It's still there. Still got a winter storm warning there in those areas where snowfall that's been measured 1 to 3 feet in most of those areas above 5,000 feet. And it's not going away anytime soon. It's going to continue until the next storm comes in. And, yeah, there's another one behind it, slowly making its way in from Washington State all the way down to Northern California. But in the meantime, in Montana and the central part of Idaho right now, you've got a winter storm warning. You've got high winds across Boise East, it looks like, tonight. And you also have got rain, which is going to change and become snow in Montana as the temperatures start to drop with some high winds along the Canadian border. But you've got a winter storm warning tonight around Bozeman, Montana, and that could get interesting. High winds across a lot of Wyoming with a winter storm watch for central portions of Wyoming. I-80, you want to be careful there. You're going to be driving in it, and it'll be developing as the day goes along. You've got in Colorado, high wind warnings in southeastern Colorado tonight. That's about it at the moment. However, we're watching to see what's going to happen there, if anything. And then up in the central part of North Dakota right now, you have got a rain advisory and a flood watch for parts of central North Dakota, where it's been raining on and off for the past, month or something like that, along with the snowfall. So watching that, and there's also some spotty fog in the area. And then South Dakota, northwestern South Dakota, you've got rain tonight. Rain scattered across much of South Dakota tonight. Northwestern Nebraska, rain there. Scattered rain in mostly the southern section of Minnesota. The northern section of Iowa, scattered rain showers. Missouri, around Columbia, you've got some rain there. Scattered rain in Wisconsin tonight. You've got rain in the Chicago area tonight, over towards Gary, Indiana, the northern part of Indiana, getting some showers as we speak. I-80, I-90, I-94 going into Michigan. You've got rain in the western side of Michigan tonight. And you've got rain along the Mississippi Valley, and the river region, all the way down into the central part of Louisiana. Scattered showers, not raining steadily, but scattered showers all through that area. Now, over in the southeast, where the temperatures have dropped, and tonight it's a bit chilly where I'm at. The wind is blowing. During the last break, I walked outside to see if the wind was going to hit me in the face, and it did. It looked like it was kind of right straight out of the north. It's got a little briskness to it, but it's not its normal balmy self down here, a little cool tonight. And in central South Carolina and central North Carolina, over towards the coast, you do have a frost advisory and a freeze warning over there tonight. So keep your ears and eyes on the Weather Channel and Weather Radio. Pay attention, especially if you're out there in Wyoming and Montana and Idaho, because you could have the weather kick up and change at any time. And again, there is another system that looks like it's making its way east, so we'll just see what happens there. It could be worse. It could be, you know, what we've had. And to the areas that are flooded, looks like you're still going to get a little bit more rain coming your way, so it's not out of, you're not out of the woods yet, even though the rivers seem to be subsiding. You're just not out of the woods yet, and, you know, we certainly hope that sooner rather than later things work out for you out there, because, my goodness, what a winter this has been. What a winter this has been. And, oh, by the way, special shout-out to Jamie, who's listening to us on 710 KNUS in the Denver area. Now, all she said was she was in the Denver area, and she's listening to us on one of our or she's working, sorry, in a convenience store as a clerk, and she's got the radio on right now up there in Denver. All right, to the telephone lines we go. We got Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. I thought we would tease this, Denise, once and for all, and talk about this nonsense with the prosecutor who formally recused herself with the Smollett case, and the Smollett lawyer coming out and saying, we're weighing our options on suing the Chicago police. They are going to get their butts handed to them if they do that because of what the Chicago police did not submit to the court.
I don't even know where to go with all of it.
It's ridiculous.
Now we're having a look at everyday, I guess, corruption in Chicago.
Yep.
In Cook County.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, you know, we have the component of a former aide to Michelle Obama in here.
Right.
We've got a police union. We have the FBI. We've got, you know, text messages. We've got damage control. We got recusals. Well, we don't have recusals. We have sealed files. You know, I think we just need to hold on here because I think things are going to get necessarily a little bit worse.
Yeah.
I have a feeling we were only like the deck chair off the Titanic. We haven't gotten to the whole thing yet. But for the Chicago Police Department to release the investigative file yesterday, and within 5 minutes of doing that, somebody ran down to the court and got an injunction that they couldn't release anything else.
Right.
Now, those files were already in the public domain.
Yep, they were.
Let's not forget the one lady that was part of the police department after the police chief, you know, did his first press presser about this whole thing, that she got on there and probably, what, for 45 minutes read the entire investigative file?
Sure did.
It's already in the public domain. But,
yep.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well,
we got a long way to go on this one.
Yeah, and I wanted to get it out there because this is business as usual. And tomorrow when we have Frank Silvato on the show, he was involved in Chicago politics for quite a while. He was also a firefighter and politically active, which is kind of a no-no, but he did, and he was. But here's the deal. This is business as usual in Cook County.
Well, and precisely right. And let's go back to that whole banking real estate corruption thing that happened when the Obamas were working with Oprah to bring the Olympics. Remember that one?
I do. And hang on, and folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. You can't make this stuff up, folks. You just can't do it. And I'll be right back after the top of the hour. More back with Denise Simon. This is the Captain's America Third Watch as I broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country. And again, hello, Denver. Hello, San Antonio. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay
Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.